Hello, this is Jason. How are you doing? All right, well, this is number five. This is My Journey 2012 to 2020. And I've enjoyed making these videos, and I'm glad I'm doing them every other day as well. You know, I have to admit, you know, I do them in the evening, and I don't always feel like doing it. Especially at first, it was hard to get into it. The first one was probably the most difficult, and then the second one was a little easier, and I guess it gets easier and easier, like riding the bike or something. But yeah, be that as it may, I just, I'm stoked that I can talk about Hawaii Kai today. So, in late April 2018, I flew from Miami to San Diego and visited my dad for a bit. My mom had passed away in 2017, and we had scattered her ashes off the coast of Maui. She actually passed away on the first day of summer in June in 2017, and then my dad came out, and him and my best friend Charlie and I, we all scattered her ashes off the coast of Kihei. They're in Wailea. So, and my dad says he wants to be scattered there as well. So I guess that's something I'm going to have to do one day. And it's real beautiful. And now I can't go over there without thinking about her. But when I left Miami at the end of April, I visited San Diego. And then I've moved to Hawaii Kai. And I had never lived in Hawaii Kai before, and I had only visited once, I think, just real briefly. I was on a bike ride, and I was coming back from the windward side of the island up by, like, Sandy Beach, and I think I had a real wild hair up my butt, and I was just charging it, and I stopped by there because I needed a quick pit stop, you know, bathroom, water, and maybe some coffee or something. But I visited the Starbucks there. But when I was in Miami, I was looking for, and I realized I was going to move back to Hawaii. I chose Hawaii Kai because I realized that they had everything I needed. And when I say everything I needed, I mean food, shower, Wi-Fi, place to crash, pretty much. Because like I've been saying, I was living on the street, and I realized they had my 24-hour fitness gym, and it was a true 24-hour fitness gym. Didn't close on the weekends. So I could get my showers there and my workout and even see the news on TV. And they have Wi-Fi as well and some electricity. And so, you know, when I moved there, I ended up sleeping days. But let's not get ahead of myself. But I also, there's two Starbucks there. And one of them I would go to real early in the morning. There's a Costco there real close to everything as well. And my storage unit. The extra space storage unit was perfect for me. So, and then there's also like a Safeway nearby. About maybe a mile up the street. And there's a McDonald's. Now, I don't eat McDonald's. But sometimes I sit inside there and use their Wi-Fi or the bathroom and maybe get some cold water or eat some organic food that I bring with me. It was also very close to the beach. I had never lived so close to the beach, and I'd never lived on the windward side of an island for any extended period of time. Now, there is going to be a podcast here soon on my brief living in Hawaii, the Big Island of Hawaii. I did some house sitting there for a few months, and I lived 3 miles from Pahoa. So, and that was in 2016. I'm trying not to skip around. I'm trying to do everything sequentially. But what I'm doing is I'm talking about the places where I stayed the longest first. And then towards the end here, I'm going to go back and just kind of mop up on one podcast about a couple smaller stays on some of the neighbor islands. See, and hopefully too, by the end here, I'm going to give a complete picture of all the little ins and outs and the secret stuff that I pulled off that helped this all work out really well. because you might want to try it one day, you know. Maybe by choice you think that it would be great, or maybe you're a writer and you want to, you know, do freelance and go, you know, deep cover, or you're a comedian and you want to go check out the other side and how they live so you could be a character. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons why you might end up on the street one day by choice or by accident. And maybe these videos will help. One difference that I noticed was the rain. It rains a lot on the windward side, you know? The windward side refers to the east side of the island. And what happens is we get the trade winds, usually. You know, they're pretty reliable. Once in a great while, there'll be another system off the coast and it'll give us some different wind. But for the most part, you can count on those trades. And the trade winds would come blowing east to west. And so we had clouds and rain upon us real fast there. Excuse me, when I lived in South Honolulu, or like Ala Moana, aka Ala Moana, you could see the clouds coming from a distance, you know? And so when I saw them in the distance, I realized, okay, I've got 5 minutes to find cover or it's going to get me, you know, but I didn't have that luxury in Hawaii Kai. They were just on me fast because, you know, they come right off the ocean. And so I would have maybe a minute or 2 minutes to find some cover when I saw them there. And typically I was already feeling some mist or some sprinkles. And then I just had to determine, okay, is this going to pass real fast? Is it just a passing shower, or is it all clouded over and is it going to pour? You know, and of course I saw a bunch of rainbows as well there. Some beautiful rainbows. You know, rainbows always come up on the side opposite the sun. So if you ever see a rainbow on the same side as the sun, it's probably a fake. So I lived there for about 7 or 8 months, and like I was saying, I slept days. When I first moved there, I was going to sleep nights, and I tried it for once or twice, and I realized, this isn't going to work, and if I stay up all night and sleep in the daytime, it's even more peaceful and quiet there, and I can get a lot of writing done and thinking done, and I can go to the gym at, you know, 2-3 in the morning, take a shower there, and hardly anybody's there at that time. And, you know, go to the cafe at 4 a.m. when it opens, and then the storage opens at 6, and I can get my sleep stuff and go crash, you know, by 7, no problem, and then wake up in the afternoon. And so that's what I did, and I liked it a lot. You know, when I tried to sleep there, there was a post office I was thinking about sleeping at, but the problem was the wind. You know, it was extraordinary, and the front of the post office, which is the only part of it you can get to, was facing the wind. So you can't sleep like in constant wind. And it might have been a 24-hour one too, where they had people coming in and out with mailboxes. So that did not work there. And I found there's two spots where I would sleep typically, and there's right next to the water. I probably never ever breathed such clean air, you know, for 8 hours while I slept in my life. And the water was probably, it was a stone's throw away, literally. And there was a bathroom there that had a wall, and it totally blocked the wind. Like, it was epic because, you know, I'm on the windward side. It's windy everywhere, and it howls, and you know, you can't really sleep in the wind, and it dehydrates you, and, you know, it just blows things on you, and it can be a hassle sometimes, and but with this spot, it was protected, so it was great. At one point, I strung up some tarps, sort of like a teepee, you know, like this, and I had some string, and I went, and I got these little elbow PVC pipe pieces, and I connected them to two trees that were right here and right here, And that worked pretty well. It actually sheltered me from the rain pretty well. But unfortunately, some cops came by at some point, and they said, you're not allowed to attach anything to trees, that that's illegal. So I said, okay, and then I took it down, and they never bugged me again. But ruined my little weather protector. Alternatively, if you have the money and you want to store it and lug it around, you can get like a canopy. You know, I think they range anywhere between like $50 and $100 and up. You know, and it's got, you know, four legs, and it's got like a tarp on top, and it's a, you know, something you would bring to the beach, you know, for a long-term visit or something. Those would work. I thought about buying one, but I never did. The other place was real close to there. It was just some, there's like a little embankment like this, and there's some trees and grass by the water and a bridge. And sometimes I would sleep over there. And the trees, it's funny, the sun would wake me up just right at the time I should be getting up usually. Because it would provide some real nice shade through most of the day as the sun was going like this, and then when it got to about here, the shade was gone, and the heat would heat me up and wake me up, and sometimes I was a little sweaty when I woke up because it was the sun. But the sun tends to do that. If you sleep during the days outside under a tree, it could wake you up at the right time. Once in a while, somebody would smoke a cigarette on me outside, and I would hate it, and sometimes I would give them a piece of my mind. I think one of the problems is when people see homeless people sleeping outside during the afternoon, they think they're drunk or wasted or lazy or something. You know, it's not like I had a sign on me that said, I'm a writer. I stay up all night and write and sleep during the day, you know, and that's really nobody's business, you know, so I wasn't going to explain that to anybody. But I think that they got the point eventually, you know, if anybody noticed, you know, that religiously I was sleeping over there from 7 till 3 or whatever every day, that they figured out, okay, this guy's getting his 8 hours and he's got something to do, and maybe he's got a job and he's clean, you know, he's not shitting around and screwing the place up. You know, I guess I did learn one other little trick too, is I would sleep on top of a tarp with a blanket over me, and sometimes I had to pee real bad, and the bathroom was far away at the other spot. And so what I learned to do is real sneakily, you know, I thought about cutting a hole in the tarp, but I never did that because I figured bugs could come through. I would just peel back the side of the tarp, you know, a foot or two, and I had the blanket over me, and I would just pull my pants down and take a whiz right there, and I was in the grass, you know, and I eat nothing but organic food. So what my pee and my poo could probably be epic fertilizer, but that's a good way to pee if there's no bathroom around and you're sleeping on a tarp with a blanket over you. Just don't expose yourself to anybody in public. Now there are some great places for me to sit and write. It worked out really well. There's a strip mall there. Where the Starbucks was, and I didn't get a whole lot done in the Starbucks per se, but there's a few tables and chairs that were across the street from a restaurant that had Wi-Fi, so I could get online and write there, and it was protected from the rain, which was nice. Sometimes the rain just poured, and I was totally protected and dry, and it wouldn't even faze me after a while. And then on the other side, there was more tables that kind of faced this little cove, this inlet where there were some boats. And I could kind of see my gym from across the cove. And there's a bridge there where cars drove over. So that was pretty peaceful, too. And I could bring food there and write and watch videos and whatever I needed to do. Costco was real close. So I would go there and buy organic food, and Safeway and McDonald's were up the hill about a mile, so once in a while I would walk over up there. It was a nice walk. It was pretty. And then there's no laundromat in Hawaii Kai, so I had to take a bus to the laundromat. And I don't know, it was probably a 30-minute bus ride, but the bus would, the stop was, you know, right in front of the laundromat pretty much. And it was a nice one, and, you know, they had Wi-Fi there, and the lady was nice that worked there, and they had a bathroom they let me use with the key around the corner, and I could even smoke a bowl outside, nobody said anything. It's probably one of the nicest laundromats that I used in Hawaii. I bought a little push cart from Walmart that worked well. And so it was like about this big perhaps, and about maybe this tall, and it had wheels. And I used that to get groceries at Costco. And I used it to take my laundry with me on the bus. You can't bring a suitcase on the bus, but you can bring one of those. And so a lot of people have those that either have no home or that go shopping for the day and on the bus. They come in real handy. Now at the gym, when I went there at night, you know, it was real peaceful upstairs. I could stretch, do yoga, charge a device, get online. It worked out real well. And take a shower, and there's no wait. It's just real peaceful. I had anticipated that it was going to be a more peaceful endeavor over there because, you know, it's not in the busiest part of town. There's just fewer people and fewer things open late at night. Once in a while, a security guard would ask me what I'm doing there, and I would tell him, you know, I'm a writer, I stay up all night and sleep in the day. And they accepted that. They didn't really chase me away, and they ended up letting me stick around where I wanted to for the most part, which was great and nice and gracious of them. I think they knew I was clean, I wasn't messing the place up, and perhaps they even realized that, like, if I saw something crazy going on, I was going to let them know. And usually I'll say something like that. Like, if they question me and act like I might be the bad guy, I'll say something like, if I see anything going on, I'll let you know. And I will, you know, I'm not going to witness a crime and just sit there and not say anything. I think some people forget about that, you know, when they chase homeless people off and stuff, but, you know, but business owners might get it, actually, because I have seen homeless people sleep in front of businesses repeatedly. But, you know, I've never seen anybody break into a building, you know, stepping over a homeless person. So I wrote a book of haikus there, and that was awesome. I spent a few months just penning about one a day or so, and it was over 100 haikus. You could search for it on Amazon and find it if you want. I believe it's called 102 Haikus in Hawaii Kai. I also wrote a book there called A Brand New World, How You Will Live. And every story there had some kind of tip or trick that would help you stay alive. That I learned living on the street that could, like, improve your health. And meanwhile, it, you know, continued the theme of following Rico. And he actually lived on the street as well, and he moved to Hawaii. And remember, he had this secret that he learned about from the military. And, oh, I don't want to spoil it too much, but he was waiting for some money that was frozen to get while he was living on the street, and he had no choice, really. His bank account was frozen. And then he ended up moving to Maui as well, kind of like I did. At one point in 2018, Hurricane Lane came, and that freaked people out. It was a Category 4 hurricane at one point, and so businesses were, you know, there's warnings, businesses closed up, they boarded up their windows. You know, I couldn't even access a public restroom anymore or public water. I remember it real well, too, for some reason. Because I remember going to the convenience store and being surprised that they were closed even, because I figured, you know, they're sort of an essential service that might stay open. And they had a bathroom that was open 24 hours. I would get hot water for coffee and tea. Once in a while, I'd buy like an organic Rockstar drink or whatever. But no, they closed it up, and there's a big thick chain on the door with and a lock. So what I ended up doing was there's a shelter about a mile or two away. It was probably 2 miles away. It was, and I had to walk 2 or 3 miles. I remember walking and walking and walking and going, did I miss it? Am I on the right path? Because I'd never been up to Kaiser High School before, up on top of the hill in Hawaii Kai, but they let people come there and crash anybody that needed it during the hurricane. And it was real mild, you know. My gym closed as well, and they boarded the place up. But, you know, I packed up some organic food in a backpack and some sleep stuff and slept on the gym floor for, I think it was 2 nights. And then they started reopening everything again. And it worked out pretty well. I think they even locked up the storage and didn't let anybody in that for a couple of days. Which is rare. No, normally storages stay open through thick and thin. One place I'd like to visit was Kahala Mall. I started visiting there right after I moved to Hawaii in 2014 because they had a Whole Foods there. And it was a good little bus trip. And wasn't really easy to get there because I either had to take 2 buses or I had to walk a couple miles and then take 1 bus, a pretty long way. But in Hawaii Kai, it was a lot closer and there was only 1 bus. And so it was a good place to go and get organic food, get online. They had a Starbucks there and a mall and bathrooms, of course, and water. I think they were open until 11 p.m. as well. And the bus went right by there. So I always liked visiting Kahala Mall. Now, when I lived on the street, you know, I never asked for money or food, never pushed a shopping cart, never made a cardboard sign, never spent time talking on the phone except for I called my mom 2 times a year, Mother's Day and her birthday. I never looked for any other jobs. I never stole anything. I never sold drugs or marijuana. I never did drugs, never got drunk, never smoked cigarettes, never lived in a shelter, and I never drove a vehicle. But while I was living in Hawaii Kai, though, I remember my dad found a Mercedes-Benz on Craigslist and he asked me if I wanted it. He was willing to get it for me, and I turned it down. You know, it's, and I turned it down because I didn't want to burn gasoline and I didn't need it. You know, it's, I had changed, you know, and you don't really realize how much you've changed and how much you care about the environment until you turn down a car. You know, because it's going to pollute the environment and you want to walk and ride the bus or and take bikes instead of burning gasoline in a personal vehicle. But I think it started dawning on me, you know, how I couldn't live like I did before. And this was something new and different and amazing and special. Because some people are homeless and they just live out of their vehicle. But I didn't want to do that. That wasn't going to be me. You know, and I poked some fun at Chris Pratt because he was homeless and he lived in his vehicle in Los Angeles. And, you know, I've asked him, hey, was it NPO or whatever the acronym is for, you know, you're not going to drive it in California. You can register it in a way where it just sits there. And I've poked fun with him and said, hey, have you visited your homeless friends lately? Not everybody knows that he was homeless before he became a big star. So one last thing, if you rent a storage unit and you keep food in it, just make sure it's real clean and you can't smell it and maybe put it in zip-top bags or something, you know, because bugs will get in there. And you can buy cockroach traps. I think Walmart sells 4 of them for about $5 or so. They're a smart investment. You know, they've got a sticky thing on them and they'll get stuck in there and trap them all. And baking soda is another good trick. You know, if baking soda gets rid of smells and has a lot of good uses, you can even brush your teeth with it. What I like to do is pour baking soda into a zip-top bag so it lines the bottom, and then leave it open and put one or two of them in the storage unit, and those things eat up smells very well. Well, this is the halfway point of my journey, and I've got five more to go. The next broadcast will be on Monday, April 27th, and it will be on living in Ala Moana. I moved back to my first storage unit in Ala Moana, and some things had changed. I was pretty surprised. And it was a planned move because I wanted some more activity and some more excitement, and I was thinking I was probably going to leave the island after this move. And I did, actually. After living in Ala Moana, I moved to Maui. And so I'm going to tell you all about that experience in Ala Moana and what happened. Oh, yeah. I just remembered one other thing. That I found a bike appeared when I was living in Hawaii Kai, and it had Pepsi all over it. It was a blue bike and totally branded by Pepsi. And I was, you know, riding at my table there one day, and it literally appeared. And I thought, oh my God, this is a brand new bike. And you could tell it was brand new because the tread didn't have any dirt on it or anything. And I'm thinking, whose bike is this? And why is this sitting here right next to me? And so I think it appeared around maybe 4 p.m., 5 p.m. And I said to myself, okay, if this bike is still here by 10 p.m., I'm taking it. You know, and because I figured, you know, someone else is going to take it. What am I going to leave a brand new bike here and let somebody else take it? I don't have a bike. I could use it. And it was a beach cruiser too. And I really like beach cruisers. And so sure enough, you know, I let it be until then. You know, I eyeballed it from time to time going, wow. And I took it. And I stuck it in my storage unit. I was going to move in about a month. And I figured, okay, perfect, you know, in Ala Moana, I want to ride a bike around, and I'll ride it there. And I never rode it even once in Hawaii Kai. It just stayed in my storage unit the whole entire time. And I didn't even realize that the tires needed to be pumped until I left the place. The first time I rode it was on my last day in Hawaii Kai, and I just rode it to the bus stop because I had a couple of bags that were so heavy. I didn't want to carry them that much, and so I put one on each handlebar and just kind of coasted there. And of course, you can put a bike on the bus, so I put that on the front. And I moved everything to the storage unit by bus, and so I didn't need a taxi or anything this time. But I did take a few trips, so it was cheapest doing it that way. And so in Ala Moana, two new health food stores opened. I'll tell you about them. And I visited the gym and the sauna and the libraries. I'll tell you what happened with an issue with Chinatown and wine, foodland, storage, biking, bugs. 2 days from now, I'll broadcast again on those things. Thanks for listening. Good luck. Have a good day. Shoots.